It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher...
Gentlemen, you can easily find...
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces in the fifth game of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers have won back-to-back games for the first time this year, winning here on Thursday night 5-2, and then yesterday getting a dramatic walk-off game-winning home run off the bat of Marcus Wilson for an 8-6 victory. So the Rainiers have won two in a row for the first time this year, and they try to make it three straight here tonight. On the mound for the Rainiers is right-hander Daniel Ponce de Leon. Ponce de Leon, 3-1 on the year with a 4.50 ERA, and he will be opposed by veteran Reno right-hander Dan Straley, a longtime major leaguer who also pitched a lot in this league on his way up to the big leagues in the hill for the Reno Aces, and Daniel Ponce de Leon for the Tacoma Rainiers. It's a beautiful day here in Tacoma. We've got sunshine pouring down on the diamond as we speak, as we get ready for this evening's game, and a large crowd filing into the ballpark as well. Should be a lot of fun here tonight. Well, it was a lot of fun yesterday. Marcus Wilson had the game-winning home run, and that was actually his second home run of the game. He had hit a three-run shot in the fourth inning, and then the game winner was a two-run shot to end it in the ninth. The Rainiers also had a three-run home run hit by Miguel Perez yesterday early in the game, his first Triple-A homer. So Tacoma, three home runs on the night last night, and 51 for the year, which is the most of any team in the Pacific Coast League through 34 games. Well, we'll see if they've got more home runs in store for them today. We do have roster moves because it's a day that ends with the letter Y, so we'll get you updated on today's Tacoma Rainiers roster moves when our pregame show continues right after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
The Tecumseh Raiders preparing to take on the Reno Aces this evening. The Raiders trying to win their third in a row, something they have not done yet this year. They've just won two in a row for the first time, so might as well take the next step today. Also, a win today would give the Red Ears a guarantee of a series split, which is also something that they have not yet accomplished this season. Well, a roster move today. The Mariners had to place reliever Eric Swanson on the injured list with some elbow issues that don't sound serious, but they did need to put him on the IL, so they recalled Danny Young, the left-handed reliever who was actually optioned to Tecumseh yesterday, immediately recalled today. I don't think he ever left New York City. So Young back on the Mariners' active roster. Also, the Mariners made a trade today. Stuart Fairchild, the outfielder who has only been in the organization for a couple of weeks and was DFA'd yesterday, he has been traded to the San Francisco Giants, the Mariners' newest hot trading partner. And the Mariners have acquired AAA infielder Alex Blandino, who had been playing for Sacramento. And Blandino is going to join the Rainiers in Sacramento on Tuesday. Conveniently enough, the Rainiers' next road trip is to Sacramento this coming week, so Blandino will join the team there. Also on that front, look for Jared Kelnick to join the Rainiers on Tuesday in Sacramento as well. He was optioned yesterday, and they'll give him a couple days to get his affairs in order before he joins the Rainiers on Tuesday. In terms of who is here, Kyle Lewis is in the starting lineup today. We'll get to the rest of the lineups right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you at Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great, so you can bask in the glory.
Sorry to bother you, but you're the one who bundled their home, auto, boat, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? I seriously still talk about that with my friends. How you saved all that money? Hey, you mind if I take a selfie with you? That would be amazing.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Reno Aces, who have a record of 16 wins and 18 losses. The Arizona Diamondbacks AAA club is managed by Gil Velazquez. Leading off for Reno, playing shortstop is Jake Hager. Batting second is the center fielder Jake McCarthy. Hitting third, third baseman Drew Ellis. In the cleanup spot is first baseman Stone Garrett. Batting fifth is second baseman Buddy Kennedy. Dominic Canzone will hit sixth. He's in right field. Batting seventh, the designated hitter Braden Bishop. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Dominic Marolo. And batting ninth, left fielder Camden Duzenac. On the mound for The aces is right-hander Dan Straley. He's 1-2 with a 6.43 ERA. 23 on the season, Tim Fedorovich is the manager of the Seattle Mariners AAA club. They're going to lead off with Forrest Wall. Wall is in center field. Batting second, the second baseman, Sam Haggerty. Hitting third is designated hitter and rehabbing Mariner, Kyle Lewis. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Batting fifth, left fielder Marcus Wilson. Hitting sixth and playing third base is Eric Mejia. Joe Odom hits seventh. He's at first base. Batting eighth is the shortstop, Cesar Isturiz Jr. And hitting ninth, right fielder Miguel Perez. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Daniel Ponce de Leon. He's 3-1 with a 4.50 ERA. Our umpires behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Derek Thomas. At first base is Matt Brown, and over at third it's the crew chief, David Arrieta. Tacoma and Reno in Game 5 of a six-game series. That's going to do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of this evening's game right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. Value, the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we are about ready to start this one, the Red Ears and the Reno Aces from Cheney Stadium, where the sun is pouring down on the diamond. We've got partly cloudy skies and no wind blowing here at field level at the moment, although it occasionally starts to gust out towards center field. Settling into the batter's box is the leadoff man for the Reno Aces. That's Jake Hager. And Daniel Ponce de Leon, the Tacoma Red Ears starter, has taken the mound. And we are ready to get this one going. Ponce de Leon's first pitch of the game is swung on and fouled back, and we are underway. 64 degrees, the game time temperature here at Cheney. Nice day. Here's the 0-1 on its way to Hager. And it is a swing and a miss at a fastball, and the count goes to 0-2. Ponce de Leon is making his seventh start for Tacoma, 3-1 with a 4.5 ERA, 28 innings pitched, only 21 hits allowed, but he's walked 19, has struck out 27. Next pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2 the count. Leon. Now with the 1-2 pitch, and there's a called strike three. Throws him with a slider, and down goes Hager, and there's the first out of the ball game. Jake Hager goes down looking. Ponce de Leon got him with the breaking ball. One away, and now Jake McCarthy is the hitter. McCarthy one of the hottest hitters in the league, batting 407 in 16 AAA games this year, and he takes a fastball for a strike. McCarthy went 0 for yesterday, 0 for 3 with a walk. It ended his 13-game hitting streak. Now the 0-1 pitch is up high, 1-1. And McCarthy did get robbed of a hit one time yesterday when he smoked a ball to the right side. And the Red Deer's first baseman last night was Zach Green. He made a diving play on him. 1-1 pitch. McCarthy again trying to bunt. Bunts it on a high hop back to Ponce de Leon, who throws to first too late. McCarthy beats it out for a bunt single. He bunted it into the ground, and it took one giant bounce high into the air. And McCarthy's a good runner, and he just legged that out. Ponce de Leon came off the hill, caught it, fired it to first, and just couldn't get McCarthy. Wasn't the prettiest bunt in the world, but it worked. So he's on with one out, and now Drew Ellis is the batter. Ellis hitting 231 in 22 games with a couple of homers, and he takes a fastball inside, ball one. Ellis made the Arizona Diamondbacks opening day major league roster. Played in three games and got sent to Reno. 1-0 pitch on its way to Ellis. And this is inside for a ball. Reno Aces, AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who has teams in the National League in the early going. Three games over 500 right now for a team that I think they were buried in the standings by this point last year. So here's a swing and a miss for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Last year in the major leagues, the Diamondbacks had one of those anything that can go wrong will go wrong seasons. Now the 2-1 pitch is inside, ball three. Well, three balls, one strike to Drew Ellis with a runner at first and one out. Now the pitch is in tight, ball four. So a walk to Ellis, and McCarthy takes second, and Reno has a couple of men on here with one out in the top of the first. Ponce de Leon in his last start pitched at Salt Lake. Allowed one earned run, two runs total in five innings. His last three starts have all come on the road. He has not pitched here at Cheney Stadium since he had a real strong outing on April 20th against Sugar Land. Here's his pitch now to Stone Garrett, the cleanup man, and he drops a curveball in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now Ponce de Leon's 0-1, another curve, and this is inside. One ball, one strike. Ponce de Leon, 30 years old, from Orange County, Southern California. La Mirada High School. Now he bluffs a pickoff move, but no throw over there. Now the 1-1 pitch is on its way to Garrett, and it is swung on, hit towards right field in the air, and Miguel Perez moves over and makes the catch, and that's the second out. The runners cannot go anywhere, and two men are gone at the top of the first inning. So Stone Garrett flies out to the right fielder, Miguel Perez, and two men are gone for Buddy Kennedy. Kennedy hitting 247 with three homers and 13 runs batted in. Now the pitch is breaking ball that misses high, ball one. So 1-0 the count. Now Ponce de Leon with his next pitch, and this one's in tight and a little high. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count to Buddy Kennedy. Two on, two outs. And the pitch is waved at and missed. There's a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Ponce de Leon, longtime member of the St. Louis Cardinals organization who reached the big leagues with them. Now the 2-1 is inside, ball three. Ponce de Leon pitched in 57 games, 22 starts for St. Louis over the last 4 years. Here's his 3-1 pitch on its way to Kennedy. And it's swung on and lined towards left field. That's going to get down for a hit. Playing it on a hop is Wilson. Around third is McCarthy. He will score. It's a two-out RBI single for Buddy Kennedy. And Reno's on the board at the top of the first inning. It's 1-0. Ellis stopping at second base when Marcus Wilson threw it in towards third. So the Aces draw first blood right away in the top of the first inning. And they continue to hit with runners at first and second and two outs. And now the left-hand swinging Dominic Canzone is at the plate. Ponce de Leon's pitch is a fastball call to strike. It's 0-1. Canzone has played in 15 AAA games this year, hitting 230 with one homer. He began the year with the Diamondbacks double promoted. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, bounced to the right side. Backhand pickup at second by Haggerty. He throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Reno settles for one run in the top of the first on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Reno 1, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, Reno scored in the top of the first inning, one run. And now the Red Deers come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Forrest Wall, Sam Haggerty, and Kyle Lewis to bat this inning. Settling into the batter's box, hitting 208 with a homer and nine runs batted in. Second in the league in stolen bases. And the pitch from the veteran Straley is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Dan Straley. Here's his 0-1 pitch, and it swung on and bounced foul, strike two. I will admit that I was surprised to see that Straley is only 33 years old. I figured he'd be a little older than that just because we saw so much of him in this league back in the day when he was on his way up to the majors. 0-2 pitch inside for a ball, 1-2. Australia the last 2 years pitched in the Korean League, the KBO. Back in the States on a minor league deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks this year. He's He was last in the majors in 2019. 1-2 pitch down and in to Wall, and the count's even 2-2. So far, Straley's 1-2 with a 6.43 ERA in 28 innings. He has struck out 28 and walked 14. He's had some home run issues, although pitching in Reno, that's totally understandable, but he has allowed 9 homers in 28 innings. Here's a swing and a foul out of play by Forrest Wall. Still 2-2. Straley into his windup now, and the 2-2 pitch is swung on and popped up on the left side and foul and out of play. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Straley from Springfield, Oregon, and now makes his home in Bend. Here's his 2-2 on its way to Wall, and it is swung on and fouled off. Still 2-2. Straley. Last time out, allowed 4 runs in 3 innings against Round Rock at Greater Nevada Field. 2-2 pitch swung on, bounced towards second. That's fielded by Kennedy, who flips it to first, and Wall is retired, one away at the bottom of the first inning. And now Sam Haggerty is the batter. Haggerty hitting 305 with 5 homers, 19 runs batted in. And he had an unusual day yesterday in the box score anyway. Went to the plate 5 times and was 1-for-1. He takes one down low. He drew 4 walks in yesterday's game, a season high for the Red Ears, and was on base a total of 5 times. He had 4 walks and a double. Now he takes one down low, 2-0. And he ended up scoring 3 runs. Haggerty's been scoring a ton of runs recently, 9 runs scored in his last 6 games. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and bounced slowly towards the first baseman, Garrett, who has it go right through him, and the second baseman picks it up, throws to first where the pitcher's covering, but Haggerty is safe. And Haggerty is aboard with 1 out, and an error will be charged to Stone Garrett, who just had that go right off his glove. Wow. That's fortunate break for the Red Ears, and now Kyle Lewis will be the batter, and Haggerty's a threat to steal. He's 11 for 12 stealing bases this year. He takes his lead at first, a healthy one to start, and Straley is ready, and the pitch to Kyle Lewis is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Lewis on the rehab assignment. It's been really touch and go in terms of when he plays and not as he comes back from knee surgery, but this is his first game since Tuesday. Rehab assignment as there's a pickoff move, and Haggerty back in. Lewis has homered twice in 5 games in a Rainiers uniform. Mariners first round pick in 2016, American League Rookie of the Year in 2020. There goes Haggerty. The pitch is a strike. Throw down to second is not in time. Haggerty easily steals second base, and Haggerty is now in scoring position. His 12th steal of the year. So Haggerty out at second. And now the pitch to Lewis, swung on, grounded to short, and it's fielded by Hager. He throws to first in time to get Lewis for the second out of the inning. And Haggerty moves up. He's at third now. So Kyle Lewis grounds out to shortstop. 2 outs, and Brian O'Keefe is the batter. Brian Ayers looking for a 2-out hit. And the pitch is up high for a ball. O'Keefe's hitting .393 in just 8 games, but 11 hits in 28 at-bats, and 5 of the hits have gone for extra bases. He's been crushing it when he's in there. Not this time, though. He pops one up. The shortstop Hager is under it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Raiders do not score at the bottom of the first. No runs or hits. There was an error, and one runner left. We go to the second inning. Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Dear St. Louis, Missouri.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
It's 1-0 Reno. We go to the second inning of play. Braden Bishop, Dominic Maroglio, and Camden Duzenac to bat here at the top of the second inning. The penultimate game of this homestand. One game left tomorrow, a day game at 1:35 in the afternoon. The Raiders and the Aces wrapping things up tomorrow. And then Tacoma hits the road after an off day on Monday. The Raiders start a 6-game series at Sacramento on Tuesday. Ponce de Leon's pitch to Braden Bishop is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, strike one. We'll have broadcasts of all the away games right here on the WeAreTacoma.com/broadcast stream. It's the 0-1 pitch is swung on and bounced up the middle, and that's fielded by Haggerty, and a throw to first in time to get Bishop, and one man is out at the top of the second inning. Dominic Maroglio will be the next batter. Hit a 2-run homer for Reno yesterday in the sixth inning that tied up the game at the time, 6-6. It came with two outs. It was a big hit in the game from the Reno perspective. Pitch to Maroglio coming from Ponce de Leon, and it's a fastball on the outside edge for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Maroglio has played in 15 games for Reno. He's hitting .250 with two homers. Now Ponce de Leon with the next pitch, and it's down and in for a ball. 91 miles per hour on that sinking fastball there from Ponce de Leon. He's works in the low 90s these days, or has so far this season anyway. 1-1 pitch. There's a curve that drops in there for a called strike. It's 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And the next pitch to Maroglio is outside with a slider. Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, the 2-2 is coming. And it's outside, ball three. Three-two pitch is hit in the air to left field down the line. Over for a look is Wilson, but this is a foul ball. That was close. But a foul ball. Maroglio had gone well into his home run trot there, just in case. Still three balls, two strikes. Ponce de Leon to pitch. Is up high, ball four. He lost him. A one-out walk to Maroglio. Second walk issued by Ponce de Leon today. And now Camden Duzanek will be the bat. Duzanek hitting in the number nine spot today, batting 264 with four homers. And he's driven in 16 this season for Reno. And Ponce de Leon with his pitch, and it is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Rainier's wearing the white jerseys today with the white pants and the navy blue hats. Reno wearing navy blue jerseys with gray road pants. There goes the runner. Ponce de Leon steps off the rubber, throws it past the second baseman Haggerty and into center field. And Maroglio's going to go all the way to third. And that was suboptimal for the Rainiers. The runner broke too early. Ponce de Leon stepped off the mound, turned, and started moving towards the runner who was approaching second base, and he just had to throw it to Haggerty to put a tag on him. And instead, he threw it right at Haggerty's feet and bounced it past him. And it's a two-base error charged to the pitcher. And the runner is at third with one out. And the Rainiers have to bring the infield in. And the 0-1 pitch to Duzanek is a breaking ball that stays high. And the count goes 1-1. Wow, the Rainiers looked like they were going to get a gift of an out there, and instead, quite the opposite. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it swung on and fouled back. There's strike two, and Ponce de Leon is in a spot where he could really use a strikeout. Now the pitch is a fire, rings up Duzanek, and there is the second out of the inning. Big strikeout right there, two away, and Jake Hager is the batter. Hager, right-hand batter, struck out his first time up, but he takes a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Ponce de Leon trying to wiggle his way out of this jam. Here's his 1-1 pitch on its way to Hager, and it is up high with a fastball. 93 on the gun. Two and one the count. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Fastball at 93, just threw it right past him, and the count's even now, 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch, check swing, and he held up in time. Full count, 3-2. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Check swing on a breaking ball outside, and he held up, and that is ball four. Hager draws the walk and heads down to first base. The Aces have runners at the corners with two outs. And Jake McCarthy is the batter. There's the pitch to McCarthy, who bunted his way aboard his first time up, and he takes a ball, 1-0 the count. Now here comes the 1-0. Swing and a miss at a fastball. And the count's even. Next pitch coming. And it is down in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. Now here comes the 2-1. And it swung on, it bounced slowly to the right side, off the hill. Ponce de Leon, he picks it up and shovels it to Odom for the out at first base. And that does it for Reno in the top of the second inning. Ponce de Leon walked two and committed an error in the inning, but didn't allow any runs. No runs and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Well, we go to the bottom of the second inning, and Marcus Wilson is leading things off, with the Red Ears trailing 1-0, and Marcus was the star of last night's game. And the pitch to him from Dan Straley is a fastball in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. Second walk-off home run of the season for the Red Ears yesterday. And it was Wilson's second homer of the game as he swings and misses their strike two. And Wilson is behind the count here. 0-2, hitting 215, 7 homers is second on the club, 20 runs batted in is second on the club. And he swings and lines one into the gap in left center field, past the lunging Duzenak, and it goes through to the fence, and Wilson's coming hard around second base. He's on his way to third, and he's in there with a stand-up triple. Marcus Wilson with the here in the bottom of the second inning. He lined it to left center field. All over this fastball, a low liner. Camden Duzenak made an ill-advised diving attempt, had no chance, and the ball got past him and went to the fence, and Marcus Wilson gets a triple out of the deal, his first triple of the year. And he is at third for Eric Mejia. The left hand swinging Mejia. He's a switch hitter batting left, and he takes a strike. 0-1 the count. Mejia is hitting 248 with 3 homers, 14 runs batted in. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-1. Well, the Red Ears trying to get an early run here against Straley. Now the 1-1 pitch is hit in the air to left field. Moving towards the line is Duzenak. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Wilson. He comes home. A strong throw. The tag. They got him at the plate. Wilson is tagged out. Camden Duzenak threw a one-hop strike to the catcher, Maroglio, who put the tag on Wilson, and it's a double play. Really nice throw here from Duzenac after moving towards the line. He just fired it in there on one hop on the money to Maroglio, who put the tag on Wilson. Double play. And just like that, two outs, no one on, and the pitch to Odom is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Well, the last time Straley pitched here at Cheney Stadium, he tossed eight shutout innings of two-hit ball. So here's a foul back by Odom. But that was, almost 7 years ago in 2015 when he was with Fresno. 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. And it is swung on and popped up behind first. Backing up is Garrett, and he makes the catch in shallow right field, tight to the foul line for the final out here at the bottom of the second inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and no one left. We go to the third inning. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
We go to the third inning. Reno with a 1-0 lead over the Tacoma Rainiers. They've got their 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up here in the third. And the pitch from Ponce de Leon is a fastball up high, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Drew Ellis. And Ponce de Leon's into his motion, and the pitch is a fastball up and in. Two balls, no strikes. Ponce de Leon into his motion. And the pitch is swung on and popped up. Foul, first base side. Joe Odom by the seats can't get it. It lands in about the third row of the box seats on the other side of the netting. Just a foul ball and a strike. 2-1 the count to Drew Ellis. Now Ponce de Leon ready to go. Here's his 2-1 pitch on its way. And it is swung on and hit high in the air down the left field line. Marcus Wilson's over near the foul line, and he reaches out and makes the catch in foul territory down the left field line in a part of the ballpark where there's very little in the way of foul territory, but Marcus had room to make that catch. So one out in the top of the third inning. And now Stone Garrett will be the batter. Now the pitch to Garrett is a fastball called a strike. It's 0-1. Ponce de Leon with the 0-1. Curveball high. One ball, one strike. Next pitch waved at and missed there. Strike two. Fastball from Ponce de Leon. So he's ahead of the count now. One ball, two strikes on Stone Garrett. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. Garrett, formerly in the Marlins organization, finding new life in the Diamondback system last year. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Outside, ball three. He'd been released by the Marlins, and in the COVID year of 2020, he reportedly got his license to do real estate deals and was going into the real estate business. He swings and hits one in the air to right field. This is struck well. Perez is going to have room, and he makes the catch on the warning track in right field, and that's the second out in the top of the third inning. Stone Garrett flies out to deep right field. Two away for Buddy Kennedy. Kennedy had the two-out RBI single in the first inning that brought in the only run of this game so far. And the pitch is a fastball over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch in there for a called strike. 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch swung on and foul tipped at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. Swung on, hit up the middle and threw into center field, and that's a base hit for Kennedy. His second hit of the game, a two-out single to center. Hit number three for the Aces today. And now Dominic Canzone is the bat. Canzone grounded out to second base earlier. He's 0-1. Ponce de Leon with his pitch, and it is swung on and fouled back. That is strike one. Next pitch rolled to the second baseman again. Haggerty fields it, and he throws out Canzone to wrap up the top of the third. So Reno doesn't score despite getting a hit, and they leave a runner on. We go to the bottom of the third. Aces one, Rainiers nothing.
Let's plan on having concessions over there.
Mike is remodeling the old family drive-in movie theater.
Hey, go find Gavin. Tell him the sound team is here.
He'll need a new front-of-house cast and behind-the-scenes crew.
Hey, can we talk staffing real quick? I'm thinking at least six per shift.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again.
Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning?
And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
One nothing Reno. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Cesaris Turris Jr. leads things off against Dan Straley and takes the first pitch up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch is high for a ball. 2-0. Pitch. Inside, ball three. As Turris joined the team from extended spring training earlier in this homestand. And he's had a couple of hits. And a 3-0 pitch up and in, ball four. Straley walks him on four pitches. So as Turris Jr. heads down to first base. And now Miguel Perez will be the batter. Perez flied out earlier. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Just had to do a quick check to see if it was possible that Dan Straley faced Cesaris Turris Jr.'s dad in the big leagues. Only if the A's played the Reds in interleague play in 2013. Here's a pitch in for a strike. Or the Brewers, I guess, in 2012. Now the 1-1 on its way to Miguel Perez, and it's outside for a ball. Toss to first base as Turris Jr. dives back in. Now a swing and a pop-up foul and out of play. Well, my novice quick on the fly attempt to use Baseball Reference to find out if Straley ever faced his Turris's dad came up negative, but not 100% sure on that. Next pitch, swing and a miss there, strike three, and Miguel Perez has struck out. One out in the bottom of the third. That's the first strikeout today for Dan Straley. Toss to first base and back in with a dive is his Turris. Here's the pitch to Wall, and it's a swing and a miss. A breakdown to second by his Turris, and the throw goes into center field, and his Turris is going to go to third. His Turris Jr. steals second base and takes third when the throw from catcher Dominic Maroglio went sailing off into center field. And there is a runner at third with one out. And the count on Wall is 0-1. And now the Aces are going to bring the infield in. That's his Turris's second steal with the Red Ears. Pitch to Wall is down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. So the tying runner's at third with one out. Yeah, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Mentioned earlier, the last time Straley pitched here at Cheney was in 2015. He was with Fresno, and he tossed eight shutout innings of two-hit ball. Here's Wall lashing one into left center, a base hit, and scoring is Turris, and the Red Ears are on the board. It is a tie game, 1-1. Forrest Wall lining a single through the drawn-in infield. And that's Wall's 10th run batted into the season, and he drives in the tying run. And now Sam Haggerty is the bat. Haggerty reached on an error his first time up. Wall leads from first base, and the pitch is swung on and grounded into right field. That's a base hit. Wall takes the turn at second and holds as the right fielder Canzone came up with the ball quickly. Back-to-back singles by Wall and Haggerty in the right in here with two on for Kyle Lewis. I looked up the scorebook from my score sheet from Straley's last game against the Red Ears, which was here at Cheney Stadium in 2015 when he had the eight innings of two-hit ball. He allowed two singles that day as Lewis pops up the first pitch into shallow right center. In comes Canzone. He dives and makes the catch, and that is the second out of the inning, and Wall's going to advance to third as the Aces were pretty lackadaisical getting the ball back in. So a diving catch in shallow right center by Canzone. Wall advances, and runners are at the corners with two outs for Brian O'Keefe. Dive and grab here by Canzone, and then he just sort of tossed it to his teammate. And Wall advanced to third. Now the pitch to O'Keefe is up and away. The two Tacoma Rainiers who got hits in that game against Straley in 2015 were Jesus Montero and Ketel Marte. Now the pitch misses for a ball, 2-0. Other guys in the Rainiers lineup that day included Justin Ruggiano, Patrick Kivlahan, Jabari Blash, the Shanker, Zach Shank. There goes the runner from first. The pitch is hit in the air to right field. Canzone, now the center fielder coming on, and he makes the play in shallow right center for the final out of the inning. O'Keefe flies out to the center fielder, and the Red Ears settle for one run in the bottom of the third. One run on two hits. There was an error, and two runners left on base. We go to the fourth inning. Tacoma 1, Reno 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or anything better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark, Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
1-1 tie after three innings of play here at Cheney Stadium. And on the mound, Daniel Ponce de Leon. He'll face Braden Bishop, but Dominic Maroglio and Camden Duzanac. Bishop settling into the batter's box now. Former Mariner and Rainier now with the Diamondbacks organization in AAA with Reno. And he settles in to face Daniel Ponce de Leon, who's into his windup. And the first pitch of the fourth inning is in there for a called strike. And it is 0-1. Next pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle, and a backhand pickup by Haggerty, and a throw to first in time to get Bishop, and one man is out on two pitches in the fourth inning. And now Maroglio will be the batter. Maroglio walked his first time up. We'll take a look at what happened around the league in yesterday's games. At the top of the Western Division standings, now the pitch to Maroglio is in for a strike. Vegas beat Salt Lake 5-2. Sky Bolt in his first AAA game of the year had two hits and two walks and scored two runs in the leadoff spot for Vegas. Here's one outside to Maroglio. And their starter, Jared Koenig, went eight innings and allowed one run with 10 strikeouts and no walks. So Vegas beat Salt Lake. Here's a swing and a foul back. Vegas is in first place in the West with a one-game lead over Salt Lake. Sacramento is two games back. They outslugged El Paso in El Paso yesterday, 16-12. Slugfest there. Now here's one down low, 2-2. Sacramento hit five home runs. The rehabbing Tommy La Stella hit a grand slam. Now the 2-2 pitch is off the plate, ball three. And David Villar for Sacramento hit his 12th home run of the year, and he now has sole possession of the league lead for homers. Rainiers will see Villar for the first time this week. Here's a drive to left field, a deep hit by Maroglio down the line. It is a fair ball, and this one is out of here. Maroglio touches them all with a drive down the left field line. He nearly did it his last time up, but he pulled it slightly foul, and this time he blasts one deep. And Maroglio has homered in back-to-back, and Reno leads it 2-1. Just a towering fly down the left field line, and it just did stay fair and land on the deck. So Camden Duzanac is now the batter. And he swings at the first pitch and pops it up. And it's the second baseman Haggerty taking over on the right side, and he makes the catch, and that's the second out of the inning. So Duzanac goes down on one pitch. And now Jake Hager will be the batter. Hager has struck out and walked so far. And Ponce de Leon's pitch is a swing and a miss. So Villar with Sacramento leads the way with a dozen homers. He also leads the league with 36 runs batted in. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike, 0-2. Villar appears in the batting average leaders, ninth in the league with a .318 average. Here's one outside for a ball. Zach McKinstry of Oklahoma City is hitting it a .376 clip. Now the 1-2 is swung on and foul tipped. So one ball, two strikes to Hager. Ponce de Leon into his motion, and the pitch is swung on and looped out into center, and that's going to drop for a base hit in front of Forrest Wall. He fields it on a hop. Hager has a two-out single. And now Jake McCarthy is the batter. Other games yesterday, Oklahoma City beat Round Rock 6-5 with a run of the... This is like the definition of winning ugly. So here's the pitch to McCarthy, and it is hit in the air down the left field line. Over is Wilson in foul ground. He can't get it. It's out of play. So Oklahoma City's batting in the top of the ninth inning of a 5-5 tie. And they load the bases on three walks issued by Round Rock reliever Jesus Tinoco. And then once the bases were loaded on walks, he balked in the winning run. Here's one up and away for a ball to McCarthy. It wasn't a walk-off balk because it was in the top of the ninth, but load the bases on walks and balk in the winning run. That's what happened. Oh, here's a drive to left field. This is deep. Wilson's back at the track. He makes the catch right at the fence, retiring McCarthy and ending the top of the fourth inning. One run for Reno on the homer by Maroglio. There were two hits and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories. Big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 1. Marcus Wilson to lead things off. He tripled in the second inning. And the pitch is a breaking ball outside, ball one. Wilson, two homers yesterday, a triple so far today. Was his fourth career two-homer game yesterday, first since 2019. He swings and foul tips one now, 1-1. Just talking about prior to the break some of the results and news from around the league. It's now the 1-1 to Wilson inside, two balls, one strike. One other game I wanted to get to, Albuquerque beat Sugar Land yesterday 8-2. Getting home runs from Eloris Montero, his seventh, and DJ Peterson, it is fourth for Albuquerque. 2-1 pitch inside to Wilson. Peterson was the Mariners' first-round pick in 2013. Still has not reached the majors. In fact, was in an independent league for a while last year and signed this year with the Rockies on a minor league deal, and he's with Albuquerque. And his home run yesterday was a pinch hit homer. So here's a swing and a miss. 35 with four homers. 13 runs batted in for the Topes. 3-2 to Marcus Wilson. Ball four. And he heads down to first base with a leadoff walk here in the fourth inning. So Wilson is on, and now Eric Mejia is the batter. Mejia flied out into a double play in the second inning when Wilson was at third and he tagged and tried to score, and the left fielder Duzenek made a great throw. Throw to first base, Wilson back in standing up. Wilson's 5 out of 6 in his base-stealing attempts this season. Rainiers have been running a lot. They still lead the league in stolen bases. Here's a foul by Mejia. They had 58 steals on the year coming into play today and already have 2 in this game. Wilson with his lead at first base, and now the 0-1 pitch is low and away for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1, pulled foul, first base side, and Mejia cracked his bat with that swing, so he's got to get a new stick. So in the standings, Vegas leads the West, as I mentioned. Salt Lake 1 game back, Sacramento 2 back. In the East, Oklahoma City is in first. They've passed Round Rock by beating them 3 times in a row head-to-head. So the Dodgers are in first with a 1 game lead over Round Rock, and El Paso's 2 games back. 1-2 pitch. Misses for a ball to Mejia. 2 balls, 2 strikes. ...150-game schedule this year. As the pitch is inside for a ball. And we will be playing all the way up until September 28th in the regular season. And at that point, the 2 division winners in the PCL will go to Las Vegas for Triple-A Championship Weekend. So now Mejia goes and the pitch is fouled off. Pardon me, Wilson was on the run, and Mejia fouled off the pitch. 3-2 still. Triple-A Championship Weekend, the new playoff format this year, held in Las Vegas. The 2 division winners in each of the 2 Triple-A leagues go to Las Vegas Ballpark for a 4-team weekend tournament. Now the 3-2 is a called strike 3 to Mejia. And that's the first out in the bottom of the 4th inning. Straley with his 2nd strikeout of the game. 1 out. And now Joe Odom will be the batter. Odom popped up earlier, and pitch out there, and nothing doing. Wilson holding it first. Now Straley throws, and this is swung on and fouled back. One and one. The pickoff move, and Wilson's back in standing up. Now the 1-1 is high for a ball. 2-1. This pitch is swung on and crushed towards deep left center field. McCarthy on the move. He's not going to run this down. It's going to hit the fence on a short hop under the video board. Around third is Wilson. He's headed home. The relay to the plate is not in time. Wilson scores on a long RBI double off the bat of Joe Odom. And we are tied up 2-2. Joe Odom cranked this pitch to deep left center field. And it short hopped the outfield fence. now the Red Ears not only have tied the game, they have the go-ahead run in scoring position at second base with Odom there. And Cesar is Turris Jr. now at the plate. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss. And the count's 1-1. Now a swing and a little bouncer to first, fielded by Garrett, tossed to Straley out. Odom moves up. He is at third with two away. And now Miguel Perez will be the batter. Here's the pitch, and it is taken low and away for a ball. Now the 1-0, swing and a miss. 1-1 the count to Miguel Perez, who gave the Red Ears quite a jolt last night in the third inning when, with two outs, he hammered a three-run homer. For his first AAA hit and homer, he takes a strike now and is behind in the count 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Miguel Perez. And this pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Odom at third, two outs, two balls, two strikes to Miguel Perez. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip, but it's still two balls, two strikes. The 2-2. Swung on and pulled past the shortstop Hager and into left field. Odom scores the go-ahead run, and Perez is aboard at first, and the Red Ears have the lead 3-2. Perez hit it sharply to the shortstop on one hop, and it ate up Hager, got right by him. Odom scored. Perez at first, and the Red Ears lead 3-2, and now Forrest Wall is the batter. And the pitch to Wall is up and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now Straley ready, and his next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-0. Miguel Perez credited with a hit. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's activity in the Aces bullpen. A lefty is throwing. Looks like Tyler Holton. Now the 2-1 down low, ball three. So 3-1 the count. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air down the right field line. Chasing it is Kennedy and Canzone. And in foul ground, the right fielder Canzone makes the catch. And that is the final out of the inning. But the Red Ears take the lead for the first time tonight, getting two runs on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tecoma 3, Reno 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to win, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Well, 3-2 Tecoma. We go to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium on this Saturday evening. And the first pitch from Daniel Ponce de Leon to Drew Ellis is in for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch misses for a ball. One ball, one strike. Right ears with their first lead of the day. And now the pitch is up high for a ball. Now here's one outside for a ball, 3-1. Now a foul back. Full count, 3-2. So Ponce de Leon with the full count pitch on its way to Ellis, and it is a swing and a foul back. Still 3-2. Once again, the 3-2 from Ponce de Leon is swung on, and that's pulled into left field, and it's going to be a base hit and more as it goes to the fence. Wilson picking it up and sending it back in. Ellis ends up at second base with a leadoff double in the top of the fifth inning. Sixth hit for the Aces today, their first double. Ellis pulling one to left field. Now Stone Garrett is the batter. Garrett is 0-2. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Oh, and one the count. Next pitch is hit on one hop back to the mound. Ponce de Leon fields it, throws to third, and they get the out at third. tagging out Ellis for the first out of the inning. Garrett hit a one-hopper back to the mound. Ellis went on a mission to third base. Ill-advised as Ponce de Leon just threw it over there, and Mejia tagged him out. So Garrett reaches on a fielder's choice, and Ellis is out. 1-5 on the play at third. And now Buddy Kennedy will bat. He's 2-for-2 today with a couple of singles. And the pitch is swung on, and that's a third hit of the game. A liner into center field, and stopping at second base is Garrett. Buddy Kennedy is 3-for-3. So two on, one out for Dominic Canzone. Canzone is grounded out to the second baseman twice. And the pitch is ball one. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back, and the count's even, 1-1. The 1-1 delivery, line towards center field, but this is within the realm of Forrest Wall, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two in the top of the fifth inning. Canzone lining out to Wall. Two down, and Braden Bishop will be the batter. Bishop's grounded out to second base twice. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the next pitch, swing and a foul back. So two on, two out, one ball, one strike. The pitch to Bishop is outside. Two balls and a strike to Braden Bishop. And this one is a breaking ball called a strike. And the count is even, 2-2. And this one is outside, ball three. Full count. Marolio, who's been a power threat in this series, is on deck. Three balls, two strikes to Bishop. The runners will be off with the pitch. Garrett from second and Kennedy from first. Here comes the payoff pitch, and it is swung on and fouled back, and we will do it again. Ponce de Leon trying to close out the top of the fifth inning. The 3-2 pitch again is on its way to Bishop, and it is a swing and a fly to right field. This is deep. Back is Perez at the track, at the fence. It is gone. A three-run home run to the opposite field for Braden Bishop, and the Aces regain the lead. It is 5-3. A full count fastball. Bishop hits it the other way. His first homer is a member of the Reno Aces, and Reno is back out on top. Well, Bishop had been eerily quiet in this series. He's always swung well here at Cheney Stadium, especially when coming in with an opposing team. And he just struck with a three-run homer to right. Now here's a breaking ball over for a strike to Marolio. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from Ponce de Leon, another curve, and this is pulled into left field, and that's a base hit close to the line. Over to get it is Wilson. Marolio's digging for second. The throw comes in, and Marolio's in there standing up. He has a two-out double. So Dominic Marolio doubles to left. Fourth hit of the inning for the Aces. And the Rainiers, I think, are going to get some stirring going in the bullpen. And out to the mound goes the Tacoma pitching coach. Alon Leishman is taking a slow walk to the mound to go talk to Ponce de Leon and buy some time for the reliever who's going to start throwing in the pen. Gives me a chance to remind you that tomorrow's game is at 1:35 in the afternoon, the series finale. And for those of you listening, if you're not coming out tomorrow, we will do our weekly visit with the Red Ears manager, Tim Fedorovich, as part of the streaming radio pregame show, which starts at 1:20. So tune in early for that. The Red Ears are scheduled to start Nick Margavichus tomorrow against Reno right-hander Corbin Martin, who pitched the first game of this series. Reno going with a five-man rotation. While the conference on the mound breaks up, here's Camden Duzenac, and the pitch from Ponce de Leon is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch in there for a called strike. 1-1 now. Now this one is swung on, and that's lined into left field, a base hit. Wilson has it on two hops. Around third is Marolio. The throw is cut off. Marolio scores, but the Red Ears have the batter Duzenac in a rundown between first and second, and they're chasing him back and forth, and the tag is applied by Mejia for the final out of the inning. But Marolio scores the fourth run of the inning for the Reno Aces. Duzenac gets credited with an RBI single. He's put out on the bases. We'll get the rundown for you after the break. But four runs score in the inning on five hits. There were no errors and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with the score, Reno 6 to
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, and also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and leading things off for the Red Ears is Sam Haggerty, and the first pitch to him is outside for a ball. Reno back out in front. They lead 6-3 after their four-run rally at the top of the fifth inning. Now the 1-0 to Haggerty is bounced foul, first base side, 1-1. Well, the final rundown for the final out in the top of the fifth, for those of you keeping score at home, all of you, it went 7-5-4-3-5. Make a note of that. Sears one down and in for a ball to Haggerty. 2-1 the count. The throw came in from the left fielder. Then now a foul back. Threw it to Haggerty, who then got the runner, Duzenak, in the rundown back and forth between first and second. Had to throw it to Odom, who got it back to Mejia, who ran over and covered second, and Mejia tagged him out. Here's a liner by Haggerty to right, but it's playable and caught by the right fielder, Canzone. One out at the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Kyle Lewis will bat for his third time. He is grounded to short, and he is flied out to right. Lewis has been swinging early in the count today. The pitch from Straley is outside for a ball, 1-0. Lewis back in there today, hadn't played since Tuesday. He's been really day-to-day in his rehab process coming back from the knee surgery. Here's a fly into shallow center, and any one of three people could catch this one. It's going to be the center fielder, McCarthy. Lewis is retired and two men are gone at the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Now the pitch is up and away, or up high anyway, for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball, 1-1. Time called. O'Keefe stepping out for a moment. 1-1 the count. All 2-1. Now the next pitch, in there for a strike. Counts even, 2-2. And now the pitch is high, ball 3. Now the pitch is a called strike 3, and O'Keefe goes down looking. He can't believe it, but he has struck out, and that closes out the bottom of the fifth inning. Red Ears go in order for the first time all day. We go to the sixth inning of play. It is Reno 6, Tacoma 3.
So many new things to protect in life. Little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game Day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the Grand Slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step one, for you, by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step two, level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix, we're so you.
Mike Curto back with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where they're giving away lemons to the fans for reasons that are unknown at this time. We go to the sixth inning. It is Reno 6, Tacoma 3. And the Red Ears go to the bullpen, bringing a new pitcher. It's the lefty, Kyle Bird. Daniel Ponce de Leon went 5 innings, allowed 10 hits and 6 runs. They were earned. He walked 3 and struck out 2. So Bird is in from the bullpen. And he's 2-1 with a 13.5 ERA in 8 appearances. The lefty will face the top of the order. It'll be Jake Hager, Jake McCarthy, and Drew Ellis. Here's the pitch to Hager, and it is a fastball in there for a strike. You never know what's going to happen in a minor league baseball game here in Tacoma. If you came today, you might have gotten a free lemon. Here's one that misses for a ball. 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. Read that the Charleston River Dogs in the South Atlantic League, they're marketing this year at their ballpark in the concession stands as the 2-1 is low, ball 3. They're marketing the foot-long fish stick as a ballpark treat. The foot-long fish stick. I don't think that's, well, there's a strike, full count 3-2. I don't think the foot-long fish stick is really needed. The fish stick does not need to be a foot long. 3-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike 3. Hager goes down swinging, and Kyle Bird strikes out the first batter he faces. One away, and now Jake McCarthy will be the hitter. McCarthy, left-hand hitter for Bird to work on. He's 1-for-3 today with a bunt single and a run scored. And the pitch is outside. 1-0. Pitch, hit well towards center field. Wall chasing it to the deepest part of the park. Still going back, he's looking up, but it short hops the fence. 425 feet from home plate. McCarthy can run. He's on his way to third. He makes it there. The throw back in gets loose, but Bird is backing up, and he picks it up, and it's a triple for McCarthy. A long one at that. Over the head of Forrest Wall in the deepest part of Cheney Stadium. This ball took a short hop and hit the fence next to the 425-foot sign. Don't see many balls hit that far in this stadium. And McCarthy is at third with one out. And now Drew Ellis is the batter. McCarthy has his first triple of the year. Pitch to Drew Ellis is swung on and popped up foul. First base side, but this is going to get into the seats out of play. So that is strike one. Rainiers have the infield in, trailing 6-3 in the sixth inning. Can't really afford to get behind by much more. Now the 0-1 pitch to Ellis is swung on and fouled back. That's strike two. Catch made by a fan. Now the 0-2 outside for a ball. Now the 1-2 coming. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the second out of the inning, and a big strikeout there for Bird. Two down. The infielders can back up to normal depth now as Stone Garrett gets ready to hit. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. That is strike one. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Strike two, and Bird's ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Runner at third, two outs, no balls, two strikes to Stone Garrett here in the top of the sixth inning. And Bird's pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center field. This is deep. Wall is back on the run, but it is gone. A two-run homer to right center field that just did clear the fence. Stone Garrett's eighth home run of the season, and Reno now leads it 8-3. Second home run in as many innings for the Aces, who had a three-run shot from Braden Bishop last inning to take the lead, and now they pad the lead with a two-run shot from Stone Garrett. Both opposite field home runs here at Cheney Stadium. And now Buddy Kennedy bats. He's 3-for-3 today with three singles, and Bird's pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. 1-0, the count. Next pitch, bounced foul, 1-1. Now here comes the 1-1. And it's outside, 2-1. Now the 2-1 is outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Play. Full count, 3-2. Bird trying to close out the inning. The 3-2 pitch is a check swing foul tip at the plate. Still 3-2 to Buddy Kennedy. And now Bird ready once again with the 3-2 pitch. And this is swung on and fouled back. Still 3-2. Now the next pitch misses, ball four. And two-out walk, Kennedy heads down to first base. And he is on for his fourth time today. And now Dominic Canzone is the batter. Well, yesterday the Aces had 7 hits. The day before, 8 hits. But today they've got a dozen hits. And it's only the 6th inning. Now a swing and a miss by Canzone. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch, fouled straight back, 0-2. Now the 0-2 is swung on, grounded to second. Haggerty has it, and he throws to first to get Canzone, and the inning is over. 2 more runs cross the plate for the Aces, though, on the Stone Garrett homer. They had 2 hits and 1 runner left on. We go to the bottom of the 6th. It's Reno 8, Tacoma 3.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
O'Reilly. Don't miss out on Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your car is ready for a spring cleaning, stop by for great deals on everything you need to keep it looking like new, including Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $5.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. That's a $5 savings. Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. It is 8-3. Reno with the lead over the Red Ears. New pitcher for the Reno Aces, left-hander Tyler Holton, takes over for their starter, Dan Straley, who's done after 5 today. Straley allowed 5 hits and 3 runs. Wilson the batter, and Holton's pitch is taken for a strike. Holton's appearing in his 8th game for the Aces, 2-0 with a 6.57 ERA in 12 and a third innings, allowing 15 hits and 7 walks with 13 strikeouts. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 0-2 the count to Marcus Wilson, who has tripled and walked so far in this one. Wilson steps back in again. And the pitch is down low for a ball. One-two pitch. Misses ball two. Even count now, 2-2. Tyler Holton, 25-year-old lefty. Drafted by the Diamondbacks in 2018. His next pitch is inside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff is low ball four, and Wilson draws the walk, and he heads down to first base, having reached for his third time today. So Wilson jogs down to first, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. We'll take a look at what happened around the Mariner farm system yesterday. Not a good day on the farm yesterday in terms of wins. The Rainiers got the only win in the farm system yesterday. There's a strike to Mejia, who's batting right-handed against this lefty. But there were some notes to pass. Now the 0-1 pitch is grounded foul, third base side. Double-A Arkansas had just two hits yesterday, lost to the San Antonio club, the Padres affiliate, 9-1. But there's news from Double-A Arkansas. The 2020 first-round draft pick Emerson Hancock, who has been injured all year, is going to make his first start of the season at Double-A Arkansas on Tuesday. As the 0-2 pitch is fouled back. Hancock's been out since early in spring training with a strained lat. And he's good to go now. He's going to start on Tuesday. So that's good news. And he was the sixth pick in the first round of the 2020 draft. There's the 0-2 pitch to Mejia, and it's a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Joe Odom will be the batter. The Aqua Sox advanced Class A. They lost 8-0 in Tri-City yesterday. Had only five hits, two by Trent Tingelstad, who spent some time with the Rainiers and helped Tacoma offensively. He's hitting 300 for Everett, no surprise. Now the pitch is up high to Joe Odom, ball one. And yesterday marked the Mariners organization debut for the pitcher they just acquired from the Giants when they traded Donovan Walton to the Giants the other day. So here's one inside to Odom. Prelander Baroa is the right-hander's name, and the word on him at the time of the trade was major league arm and control problems. Here's one that misses for a ball to Odom, and reports from his Mariners organization debut yesterday with Everett said that the scouting report was accurate. In 2 2/3 innings, he showed a lively fastball, but he walked five batters and gave up four runs. 3-0 pitch is in for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. The Young will they'll work with him and try to get his control fixed. Three-one pitch to Odom is high ball four, second walk of the inning. Wilson heads down to second. Odom goes to first, and there are two on with one out for Cesar Esturiz Jr. Esturiz is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch is a breaking ball that misses 1-0. And then one other note from the farm down at Low A Modesto. Last year's first round draft pick, Harry Ford, drafted out of high school. He's a young teenager. He belted a solo homer for Modesto yesterday, and that was his second of the year. He spent some time on the injured list. He's just returning and hit one out. They lost, though, to the Dodgers affiliate, 8-5. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Isturiz from the lefty Holton. And it is swung on and hit right to the second baseman on one hop. Kennedy takes it to second for one, throws to first for two. It's an inning-ending double play. Red Ears do not score in the bottom of the sixth. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the seventh. It is Reno 8, Tacoma 3.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. Striffy, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Okay, let's start unloading the sod over here.
The grass is always greener when Haruka's Lawn Care does the mowing.
And then we want to get the flower bed started before lunch.
They need a new landscaping designer to keep their budding business growing.
Oh, can we double check the incline here? This one needs to drain this way.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We go to the seventh inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It is Reno 8 to Tacoma 3. Right here is dip into the bullpen and dig out an Ian McKinney. And McKinney will pitch the top of the seventh inning. And McKinney is in relief of Kyle Bird, who went one inning, allowed 2 hits and 2 runs, walked 1, struck out 2. Braden Bishop will start things off. He has the big hit in this game, the 3-run homer with 2 outs in the fifth. That gave Reno the lead, and the pitch from McKinney is a swing and a miss there, strike one. McKinney's in his 8th appearance of the year, his 4th since moving to the bullpen. The Rainiers now have a deluge of starting pitchers. Here's one outside for a ball, 1-1. And they keep acquiring them, too. Adrian Sampson is going to join the team here in the next couple of days. He's another starting pitcher. Here's one outside to Bishop. 2-1 the count. One is a swing and a pop-up foul and out of play. 2-2. Next pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mariners in action in New York. Not good so far. So the next pitch is a check swing. He went. That is strike 3. Bishop strikes out. McKinney gets the whiff, and one man is gone in the top of the seventh inning. Now Dominic Marolio, who has homered and doubled today, stands in. Mets lead the Mariners 3-0 in the fifth inning. George Kirby allowing 3 runs in 4 innings today, although only 1 was earned because the M's made a couple errors today. That pitch is low for a ball to Maroglio, 1-0. Mariners facing Chris Bassitt, having a good year for the Mets so far. Series one down and in now, 2-0. Two-oh pitch, outside, ball three. Three-oh pitch is over for a strike, 3-1 now. Now this one. So Maroglio draws his second walk of the day, and that's the fifth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers in this one. And now Camden Dusenak will be the batter. Dusenak's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. And this one is low for a ball, 1-0. Is swung on and hit high in the air, foul, and that's out of play down the left field line. 1-1. Some finals in already in the majors today. Well, it's Saturday. There were a few day games. Cardinals shut out the Giants 4-0 behind the pitching of Dakota Hudson and the Cardinal bullpen. So here's a swing and a hot shot between short and third, and that's a base hit into left for Dusenak. Wilson has some trouble picking it up. Going to third, Maroglio. The throw there is not in time, and the trailing runner, Dusenak, takes second. So Dusenak singles through the left side, takes second on the throw to second base. Watching this again on MILB TV, Marcus Wilson had trouble picking that up. It kicked off the heel of his glove. They're going to give him an error that enables Maroglio to take third. And Dusenak ending up at second as a result. Runners at second and third with one out for Jake Hager. The Red Ears bringing the infield partway in, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Another National League, Padres 6-5, when each team scored four runs in the eighth. Padres got four in the top of the eighth to take a 5-2 lead. So here's a grounder to third. Mejia has it, throws home, and no tag applied by O'Keefe, who had trouble receiving the throw, and scoring is Maroglio. And Dusenak remains at second, and aboard at first on a fielder's choice is Jake Hager. Give him an RBI, and it is 9-3. Mejia's throw was a little inside, and McKeefe reached out with the mitt on his left hand. Couldn't get a tag on him. So runners at first and second, one out, and the pitch is in for a strike to McCarthy. So after the Braves gave up four runs in the top of the eighth to fall behind 5-2, they responded by scoring four in the bottom of the eighth to take a 6-5 lead, and they won it by that score. Marcell Ozuna tied the game with a homer. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul by McCarthy. And then Austin Riley doubled in the winning run for the Braves. Marlins beat up the Brewers 9-3 in Miami. It's Now the 0-2 pitch is swung on, grounded to second. That could be two. Haggerty goes to his terrace. There's one back to first. Not in time. McCarthy avoids the double play. Duzenac takes third. So runners are at the corners with two down, and Drew Ellis will be the batter. Now McKinney ready to work on Ellis. And the pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Pirates beat the Mets 3-1 in Pittsburgh. Former Rainier Dan Vogelbach with his sixth home run for Pittsburgh. 0-1 pitch is hit hard to short on one hop as Turris has it. Goes to second base for the force out on McCarthy, and that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. But the Aces add another run. They've scored in four straight innings. One run on one hit. There was a Tacoma error and two runners left on. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Reno 9, Tacoma 3.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car, new and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and the Red Hairs are trailing Reno 9-3. Miguel Perez leading things off here, and the first pitch misses for a ball outside, 1-0. Perez is 1-for-2 with an RBI single today. He's facing the lefty Tyler Holton, who begins his second inning of work for the Aces. And the pitch is swung out and pulled to deep left field, and this is playable, and it's caught by the left fielder Duzenac on the warning track. And there's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Perez stung that pitch to left, but it was caught. Now Forrest Wall will be the batter. And this pitch is outside, ball one. Some AL finals. A's beat the Angels 4-3 in dramatic fashion. Luis Barrera, up from Las Vegas, hit a game-winning two-out, bottom of the ninth inning, three-run homer for the A's to beat the Angels. Sears one up high to Wall, 2-0. And adding to that, it was Barrera's first ever major league home run. The 2-0 is up and in, ball three. Well, the Rainiers were playing in Las Vegas 2 weeks ago. Barrera was a regular in the Aviators lineup. And there he was today hitting a game-winning homer of the ninth for his first big league dong. Right now it's 3-1. And this pitch is called a strike. And it's a full count to Forrest Wolf. Haggerty on deck. And the 3-2 pitch is pulled foul down the right field line. Still 3-2. Foul out of play, still 3-2. So three balls, two strikes to Wall. And this next pitch is swung on and bounced back to the mound, fielded by the pitcher. And he throws to first and gets Wall, and that's the second out of the inning. Bunch of defensive changes for Reno were made this inning without any replacements, just guys moving around defensively. They've moved Drew Ellis from third base to first base. They've moved Stone Garrett from first base to left field. And they've moved Camden Dusenak from left field to third base. As now the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. And now a swing and a miss. Now the 1-1 pitch is on its way. And it's swung on, hit in the air to left field. And there's Garrett at the edge of the warning track. Now coming in a step or two, and he makes the catch. Haggerty is out. The Red Ears go in order at the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. We head to the eighth. It is Reno 9, Tacoma 3.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the eighth inning. It's Reno 9, Rainiers 3. And Ian McKinney will begin his second inning of relief work today. He'll face Stone Garrett to lead things off. And the first pitch to Garrett is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Garrett's 1-for-4 with a two-run homer back in the sixth. And the pitch is swung on and grounded to the left side. That's the shortstop is Turris fielding it, and he throws out Garrett, and one man is out in the top of the eighth inning. McKinney gets Stone Garrett to bounce out, and now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. More AL Finals. Tigers shut out the Orioles today 3-0 in Detroit. The Tigers started the former Rainier and Mariner Michael Pineda, but with one out of the second inning, he was hit on the pitching hand by a liner back through the middle and had to leave the game. The Tigers' bullpen then went the entire rest of the game, 7 2/3 innings, and finished up a shutout. So here's one high to Kennedy, 1-0. Next pitch coming from McKinney. Outside for a ball. Toronto beat Tampa 5-1 in Tampa Bay to end a Blue Jays five-game losing streak. Game was 1-1 after 7, and they got 4 in the 8th with Teoscar Hernandez and Danny Jansen hitting homers. Here's a strike now to Kennedy. And the 2-1 pitch, ball 3. McKinney with the 3-1 pitch to Kennedy, who has not made an out today, and it is fouled away, and the count goes full, 3-2. AL games in progress. Red Sox lead the Rangers 10-3 in the ninth inning. Rafael Devers and J.D. Martinez with homers. 3-2 pitch to Kennedy again. Swung on, pulled in the air to left field, and tracking it is Marcus Wilson, and he makes the catch. A step onto the warning track. And that is out number 2. Dominic Canzone is next. Guardians and Twins have made it to the 10th inning, tied up 1-1. And the Yankees and the White Sox are tied 2-2 in the 9th inning, going to the bottom of the 9th, actually, in Chicago. Here's a pitch outside for a ball to Canzone. The 1-0 misses for a ball. Parent club of the Aces, the Diamondbacks, are tied with the Cubs 1-1 in the 7th. Pitch is inside, and I think it hit him, and yes, it did. It hit Canzone as he was backing away from Eddie. It got him, and Canzone heads down to first base with two outs, hit by the pitch. Next up is Bishop. Pitch hit Canzone on the right shoulder as he was turning away from it. His lead at first. And the pitch to Braden Bishop is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a grounder to third, and Mejia has it, and he'll go the short way to second base for the force out on Canzone, and that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. No runs for Reno. First time they haven't scored since the third inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It is Reno 9, Tacoma 3.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
It is Reno leading the Red Ears 9-3. And new pitcher goes into the ballgame for Reno. The hard-throwing right-hander Jesus Liranzo on in relief of Tyler Holton. Holton worked two scoreless innings without allowing a hit. He walked two, struck out one. So Liranzo will face Kyle Lewis, Brian O'Keefe, and Marcus Wilson. Lewis heads towards the batter's box today. The Red Ears DH in this one, rehabbing major leaguer, of course, and he's looking for his first hit of the day. He's 0-3. Has flied out twice and grounded out once. Liranzo is ready. 12th appearance from the Reno pen, 0-2 with a 9.58 ERA. Lewis swings at the first pitch, bloops it into shallow right, and it drops in for a hit. So Kyle Lewis is on with a leadoff single in the bottom of the eighth inning. A little flare that falls in right field, and he and the Rainiers first base coach Seth Mejias Breen share a laugh about it at first base. And that's it for Lewis. They're going to pinch run for him. That's his last at bat of the day. So Lewis is done. And running for him at first base is Mason McCoy, who's been hasn't been playing the last few days, by the way, McCoy, because of illness. Not COVID. Something stomach related, I was told. But anyway, he's feeling better, and he's in there as the pinch runner. And the pitch now to O'Keefe is fouled away. So McCoy with his lead at first, and Liranzo with his pitch to O'Keefe. And now the 0-2 pitch, outside in the dirt, one ball, two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a miss at a fastball. That is strike three, 97 on the gun, and there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. So one away, and now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson's 1-for-1. He is tripled, and he has drawn two walks. He's reached all three times. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is a fastball outside. Next pitch low and away for a ball, 3-0. And Wilson watches ball four, and that is three consecutive walks for Wilson after the triple he hit his first time up today, which came after the walk-off home run. Seems like they're not really giving him anything to hit right now, wouldn't you say? Two on, one out for Eric Mejia. Now the pitch from Liranzo is taken for a called strike, 0-1. And this one's down low, 1-1. Right here's down six. But a couple base runners here. Now you start to think, all right, maybe they could string some hits together and get back in this. Comebacks happen in this league. The 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two to Mejia. PCL, Pacific Coast League. Potential comeback league. It's all the same. 1-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside edge. And Mejia goes down looking. Two down in the eighth. And now Joe Odom is the batter. Odom is 1-for-2 with a double. And he swings and fouls one back there, strike one. Next pitch, inside for a ball. Here's the 1-1. And it's low and away. Two balls, one strike. And this pitch is a fastball. Ball three, just a smidge down low. Fernando Abad warming up in the Tacoma pen. Looks like he's going to have the ninth. 3-1 pitch to Odom. Fouled away. And the count is full, 3-2. Two pitch coming, runners go, swinging a foul at the home plate area in the dirt. Still three balls, two strikes. Now the 3-2 again. Called strike three. Odom says, really? I thought that was ball four. But he is struck out looking to wrap up the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs on a hit and two runners left on. We go to the ninth inning. Aces are in command. It's Reno 9, Tacoma 3.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. From UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation, problem solved.
We go to the ninth. It is Reno 9, Tacoma 3. Rainiers dip into the bullpen and bring in Fernando Abad to work the ninth inning. And Abad will face Dominic Maroglio, Camden Dusenak, and Jake Hager here in the top of the ninth inning. Of Ian McKinney, who went two innings, allowed one hit, one run unearned. He did walked one and struck out one. Abad's first pitch to Maroglio is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Steven Souza just had a base hit to drive in the Mariners' first run of the game in New York. They trail 4-1. Here's a pitch in for a strike. That's Souza's first hit as a Mariner, first RBI. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and a slow breaker, strike three. And the Rainiers have to throw to first for the putout, and they can't get the out over there because O'Keefe's throw was way offline. And Maroglio strikes out on the slow ball and reaches first base because the pitch was not caught. Let's get another look at this. It was right off the mid of O'Keefe. He didn't catch it. And then the throw to first was offline. That's a strike three passed ball. And Maroglio is aboard at first base. And now the pitch to Dusenak is hit in the air to right field. And underneath it is Perez. And Perez makes the catch. And there's the first out in the top of the ninth inning. So runner at first, one out, and now Jake Hager will be the batter. Abad does get credited with a strikeout there, even though the putout was not recorded. Here's Hager. Hager 1-for-4. And he takes the strike, 0-1 the count. So Souza contributed for the Mariners today, and Souza, the 10th player already this year to play for both Tacoma and Seattle team. Yeah, the 1-1 is swung on and fouled away. There's strike two. Abad ready. And the 1-2 pitch. is high and away for a ball, 2-2. Two pitch, called strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and Hager goes down looking, and there's the second out here in the ninth inning. And now Jake McCarthy will be the batter. Well, that Houston Astros winning streak ended finally. Sheesh, 11 straight wins, but today they lost. So here's a swing and a miss by McCarthy. And, of course, it was the, you knew it was going to be a bottom feeder that that took them down. It was the Nationals. Washington beat them 13-6 to end their win streak. The Nats now 12-23 on the year. 0-1 pitch grounded right side, and Haggerty has it, and he'll throw to first for the out, and the inning is over. A scoreless top of the ninth for Fernando Abad. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Raiders need a big rally. It's Reno 9, Tacoma 3.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, careers and training. And many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Improve your gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Ears trailing 9-3. And a new pitcher in for Reno to work the bottom of the ninth. It's right-hander Kevin Ginkle. Ginkle will face Cesar Esturiz Jr., Miguel Perez, and Forrest Wall. Hard-throwing righty, Ginkle is set, and the pitch to Esturiz is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Esturiz is 0-for-2 today with a walk and a run scored. Ginkle, the fourth Reno pitcher to be used today. They started with Dan Straley for five innings. Sears one down and into his terrace. Two scoreless innings. Lironzo, one scoreless inning, allowing a hit and a walk, but he struck out three. And now it's Kevin Ginkle. 1-1 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Count goes to 1-2. So 1-2 the count. And now his tourist calls time. Now the pitch misses for a ball. 2-2. Ginkle is 1-0 with a 1.74 ERA, and he has two saves for Reno. This is his 12th appearance. 2-2 pitch, up and away, ball three. F- Full count, 3-2. And this one is a swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the first out in the bottom of the ninth inning. So one down, and here's Miguel Perez. And the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. Perez 1-for-3 today with an RBI single. Had a 3-run homer yesterday. And the 0-1 is inside, 1-1. Day game tomorrow at 1:35. Nick Margavich starts for Tacoma. Now a pitch is in there for a strike. 1-2 to Perez. Now Perez calls time and steps out for a moment. Now the 1-2 coming, and it's right down the middle, strike three, and down goes Perez. Back-to-back strikeouts start the inning. Rainiers are down to their last out. Forrest Wall is the hitter. Wall is 1-for-4 with an RBI today, and he takes a pitch down and in. That is ball one. Now the 1-0 in there for a strike. So 1-1. And this one is low and away, 2-1. Now there's ball three. Three-one pitch is fouled away, and now the count is full, 3-2. If Wall reaches here, the Red Ears have Haggerty on deck. Now the pitch is fouled out of play. Still 3-2. And again, the 3-2 fouled away again. Wall having a plate appearance here. Now again, the payoff pitch, bounced foul again. Wall grinding out this at bat with two outs in the ninth and no one on base, down by 6 runs. Foul it off pitch after pitch, prolonging this. Now Ginkle again with a 3-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a foul tip at home plate. Still three balls, two strikes. This next one will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat, I believe. Three, two is on its way to Wall, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the ball game. Ginkle ends up striking out the side in the ninth, and Reno wins it 9-3. They were in command from the fifth inning on after Braden Bishop's go-ahead three-run home run. Aces now lead the series 3-2. The Red Deers need to win the finale tomorrow to get a split. 9-3 the final. Reno takes it. We'll recap the game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value. The moment you sign up to be a lucky star. Match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Well, the Reno Aces take this one 9-3, the final score. The Red Ears were attempting to win three in a row for the first time this year, but it did not happen as the Aces took the lead in the fifth and held it for the remainder of the game. In fact, they kept on adding on runs and expanding their lead, and they take it 9-3, the final. Here's how it went down. Reno scored first in the top of the first against Tacoma starter Daniel Ponce de Leon. A two-out RBI single from Buddy Kennedy put him up 1-0. Ponce de Leon kept him off the board in the second and the third. Dan Straley started for Reno, the veteran, and in the third inning, the Rainiers got a leadoff hit from Cesar Esturiz Jr., and then he stole second and went to third when the throw went into center field, and he scored on an RBI single with one out off the bat of Forrest Wall, and that made it 1-1. And then Haggerty followed with a hit. The Red Deers had runners at the corners, but they could not score again, and it was 1-1 after three. In the fourth inning, Dominic Maroglio homered for the second straight day, pulling one to left field, a solo shot. That gave the Aces a 2-1 lead. But in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Red Deers rallied, a leadoff walk for Marcus Wilson. And then with one out, Joe Odom doubled to deep left center field, scoring Wilson and tying the game 1-1. And then Odom was at third with two outs in the inning, and young Miguel Perez singled sharply past the shortstop to drive in Odom and give Tacoma the 3-2 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. But the lead was short-lived. Ponce de Leon allowed a leadoff double to Ellis in the fifth, but looked like he was getting first and second with two outs in the inning, and the Red Deers still leading by one in the fifth. Braden Bishop, the former Mariner and Rainier and UW Husky, who's now with Reno, always hits well in this park. He hadn't really done anything in this series yet. That changed in the fifth inning today when he hit a two-out, three-run home run to right field, an opposite field shot, and it gave the Aces the 5-3 lead in the top of the fifth inning. And then they tacked on another one with two outs. Marolio followed that homer with a double and scored on a base hit by Duzenac to make it 6-3. Rainiers brought in Kyle Bird in the sixth. He allowed a triple with one out, but then got a strikeout. Looked like he was going to escape the jam. And Stone Garrett hit an opposite field two-run home run. And that made it 8-3, and Reno was really in command. Then they tacked on another run in the seventh inning and went on to win it 9-3, the final score. Just six hits for the Red Ears today. Here are the final totals for Reno. 9 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors. They left 11 on base. Tecoma, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. Left 7 on base. Straley gets the win. He's 2-2. Loss goes to Ponce de Leon. He's 3-2. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 44 minutes, and the attendance, 7,208. Largest crowd of the season here at Cheney. Rainiers fall to 11-24 on the year. Reno improves to 17-18. These two teams meet for the series finale tomorrow at 1:35 in the afternoon. Nick Margavich starts for the Rainiers against Corbin Martin. Our pregame show will begin at 1:20. Aces win 9-3, the final score here at Cheney. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit Commencie Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Reno beats Tecoma 9-3. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. In New York, the Mariners are trailing the Mets 4-1 in the top of the seventh inning. Steven Souza Jr. with an RBI single for the Mariners' only run. The Mets scored some unearned runs early against Mariners starter George Kirby, making his second big league start. Kirby left the game trailing 3-0. And again, Mets 4, Mariners 1 in the top of the seventh inning in New York. A couple other interleague games today. The Houston Astros' 11-game win streak came to a halt. The Washington Nationals beat them 13-6 was the final score, and the Nats winning big to end that long Houston Astros win streak that was dominated by starting pitching. The Astros' starting pitchers had just been unbelievable during the streak. That ended today. The Nats got them for 13 runs on 14 hits, and they won big over the Astros. Also in interleague play, the Rockies beat the Royals 10-4 at Coors Field as Colorado banged out 10 hits and hit three homers, and Herman Marquez got his first win of the year. All right, American League scores now. Angels and A's doubleheader in Oakland. Oakland wins the first game 4-3, improbably. Luis Barrera up from Las Vegas. Two on, two out, bottom of the ninth inning, trailing 3-1. First Major League home run, and it was a three-run walk-off shot. And the A's beat the Angels 4-3. The Angels, though, appear to be just shaking that off. They lead game 2, 6-1 in the fifth. Taylor Ward hit a grand slam, his eighth homer of the year. And Ohtani has gone deep for his seventh home run of the year. Angels 6, A's 1 in the fifth inning. Detroit shut out Baltimore 3-0 in Detroit. The Tigers starter, Michael Pineda, knocked out in the second inning due to a liner hitting him on his hand, and the bullpen went 7 2/3 scoreless to finish a combined shutout. Toronto beat Tampa 5-1, scoring four runs in the top of the eighth inning as Teoscar Hernandez and Danny Jansen homered. The Red Sox blasted the Rangers 11-3 as Rich Hill got his first win of the year. Rafael Devers doubled and homered. Cleveland needed 10 innings to beat Minnesota 3-2. It was 1-1 after 9. The Guardians scored their automatic runner in the top of the 10th, and they scored an additional run. Always key when you're on the road in those extra inning situations with the free base runner. And Guardians hold on and beat the Twins 3-2 the final. And the White Sox scored at the bottom of the ninth inning on a Luis Robert RBI single off Aroldis Chapman, and the White Sox beat the Yankees 3-2. And some National League scores to pass along now. Finals, Giants get shut out by the Cardinals 4-0. That ended a Giants six-game win streak. Dakota Hudson and four relievers combining on an eight-hit shutout. The Cardinals have already pitched six shutouts this year. Braves scored four at the bottom of the eighth to beat the Padres 6-5. Austin Riley with a go-ahead RBI double. The Marlins blasted the Brew Crew 9-3 in Miami. Trevor Rogers pitched into the sixth inning and allowed only one run, and the Marlins hit three home runs in that game. Pirates edged the Reds 3-1 as Dan Vogelbach hit his sixth homer of the year for Pittsburgh. And the progress. The Cubs and Diamondbacks are tied 1-1 in the ninth inning in Arizona. The Cubs are batting with the bases loaded in the top of the ninth right now. And Phillies-Dodgers, that's the late game tonight. The Dodgers lead 6-1 in the bottom of the third inning. I have that backwards. The Phillies lead. I'm sorry. The Phillies lead 6-1 in the bottom of the third inning at Dodger Stadium as Bryce Harper and Gene Segura have homered for Philadelphia. All right. That's our Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Tacoma, the Red Ears lose to Reno 9-3. We'll be back with more right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Well, Reno wins it 9-3, the final score today, and that ends the Red Ears' little two-game win streak, and the Red Ears will try to start fresh tomorrow. They still can accomplish a good goal that would be a step in the right direction with a win tomorrow. The Red Ears have, entering this series, the Red Ears had played five series this year and lost all of them, and they have a chance to get their first split of a series this year. They're all six-game series, so their first split if they can win the finale against the Aces tomorrow afternoon. So that's the immediate goal, and Tacoma will try to get that done tomorrow afternoon. 1:35 p.m. first pitch. Nick Margavichus on the mound, and Corbin Martin starts for Reno. The Red Ears saw Martin in the first game of this series, so they know exactly what they're getting with him. Margavichus has not pitched in this series. He's had an actually longer break between appearances because he spent a few days when he was designated for assignment. He spent a few days off the roster, and then they are bringing him back tomorrow. So Margavichus on the mound for the Red Ears tomorrow at 1:35 in the afternoon. In the league today, Oklahoma City beat Round Rock 5-1. Sugarland is ripping up Albuquerque 12-2 in the ninth inning. Sacramento has a 6-4 lead at El Paso, and Salt Lake and Las Vegas are only in the fourth inning in Vegas. They're tied up 2-2. Well, this one goes to the Aces. Want to thank you for tuning in today. The Rainiers will try to get them tomorrow. Once again, our final score today here at Cheney Stadium was Reno 9, Tacoma 3. Have a good night.